Hello, friends.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Brittany. Together, we're two sisters who are here to help you learn some tips and tricks to help navigate this crazy journey called life.
We bring you the perspective of a licensed mental health counselor, therapist, and expecting mother of two.
Well, you have two kids already. We need to change that. When you combine us as sisters, we like to consider ourselves as quite the dynamic duo. So join us as we talk about all life has to offer.
Because we have like an intro written so we can get it right. I have two kids now, just in case you weren't caught up.
Yeah, Taylor has two kids and
you're two and one.
So yeah, it's fine.
Better.
Okay, we are continuing our series on expectations versus reality. So our first two episodes, we had kind of dove into like parenthood and just adult teen. Now we're going to talk about friendships in adulthood.
It's funny because I think I've talked to multiple adults this week about the subject alone, which is interesting. I feel like these subjects always come up when I go to record. I don't quite know why. Must be meant to be. But, and we already had this picked out. So that's the funny thing that it came up in sessions. But
out like a month ago.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. So Britt, for your current social battery capacity, how much does it range? Like how many minutes from this many minutes to this many minutes?
If there's some days where I feel like I can like barely make eye contact and I'm like, I really don't want to talk to you, but I do it. So maybe like 5 minutes to like, if it's a good friend, I could probably yap for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But if I'm not feeling it, like even like sometimes with you, like we're super tight and like sometimes I'm like, hey, I don't want to talk right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, which is like, so, I mean, it's totally normal for us.
It's like not personal. And then there's other times we're on the phone for literally like, I think the other day we were on the phone for an hour and a half.
Yeah. But we hadn't done that for a while because we both have been so stretched different places that it was interesting. Cause I even like thought that afterwards, like, oh yeah, we talked for like an hour and a half, but like I hadn't done that for a while.
Yeah. And there's so many more things I feel like I could have yapped you about still that day.
But, yeah. But like other days we'd be like, I don't know. I don't really got any.
Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of graduating me alone.
You can be as close as can be, but it's still like, I don't know if I have it in me to do this and this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what growing up, Britt, what did you think your expectation of like life, friendships, adulthood would be?
I mean, we have in the notes here, friends or Sex in the City. And I really think that was my reality is I thought I would have these like besties that we would like go to brunch and we'd get dressed up and we would like do all these fun things together and go on these trips and laugh at each other's braids, like, you know, when what's her bucket Monica got the braids in, you know, the Caribbean or something. Like I kind of thought that would be the norm, and then like we'd have like it would kind of be like college life but with money was kind of my expectation.
Yeah, where you can actually do fun things.
Yeah.
I thought too, like, you know, the show Psych where they have best friends. Like, I thought that would be a thing. Or, like, Friends. I really do like Friends. So I always think of Friends, too, on that one. Or, like, you know, you see some of these other adult shows where their friendships are going, like, back and forth between the houses all day long. Or, like, you know, we're going to go on girls trips. Or we're going to go do these things. And I'm like, who has time for girls trips?
Right? All these people that are always, or even like Sistered in the Traveling Pants, where the moms were like all together in the birthing classes and then the girls like grew up together. And I was like, oh, of course I'm going to have friends like that. Like, I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had some friends, but it's.
Yeah. But I don't think it's as easy to maintain as what you see in some of these things or like the ideal. And it's interesting too, because I feel like I've seen this happen with very few people, but my husband's one of them where he kept his friend group from 13 years old till now. And even then, like, they've grown apart a little bit. I'm not like a ton, like they're still friends and everything. And they get together every year and like do trips together and their wives are all friends and everything like that. But I think it's interesting because it's like not the same as when you're a kid and like the expectations of what you think it's going to be. Definitely not the same. You know?
No. And like, I have like two friends that I still really talk to from high school, but it'll even be like Brad, I'll feel like I like won't see him for like a year, 2 years. And then it's like, well, text messages will be like, hey, sorry, I didn't text you back like 3 months ago.
Like, yes.
Yeah. But it's like,
hey, we're still alive.
But I'm like, hey, good to hear from you. And then it's like, you like pick up where you left off, but it's not the same. Like, I love hearing from him still, but it's not the same as like what we expect, right? It's like, we're going to raise our kids together and everything's going to be all this and this and this, but
Yeah. Do you ever have those times where you're like glad that people cancel on you?
What?
Do you ever have those times where you're glad that people canceled on you?
Yes. And I'm like, relieved. Canceled.
Like, or yes. I remember like doing these social things and doing them back to back with my husband and like all his friends and like going to see them. And I'm like, okay, like we've done this 3 days in a row. We need to sit now, you know? And it's not like, it's just funny. Cause I remember in our 20s or like, you know, when we were single and stuff, it'd be like, oh yeah, I can hang out with somebody every night. And now it's like once a week, maybe. That's like once every couple weeks. Like I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was hanging out with my friend who has kids the same age as me. And it was so like, we finally had our schedules line up, mommy schedules. Cause we have two kids under two and it's crazy. And my husband's like, I'm so glad you're doing something with your friend. I'm like, it's not that I don't want to. Like, I love this person. I think she's fabulous. But like, when am I supposed to do this? And when is she supposed to do this? And when does it magically line up? And like, you know, like the stars align for us to be able to do it. And it was so funny because he's like, I think it's great. And it's like, dude, you have to plan so much to actually get this to happen. Or you have to like just have it like magical, meant to be kind of thing. It's just, it's right? funny.
Well, even like right now, it's super weird because like in the summer, my kids are home half the time and then gone half the time. So it's like week on, week off. Yeah. And so in theory, like I keep having friends being like, hey, do you want to do something? Hey, do you want to do something? But I'm like, my social battery, like I have so many other things that need to line up, right? So mm-hmm. I have friends that are like, hey, let's go get lunch, or hey, let's go meet up and let's do this workout, or hey, let's get, and I'm like, let me get back to you. But I'm like, I'm tapped out. Like I can't yeah. like...
It's yeah. a real thing. I think it's interesting though, because I feel like a lot of adults are feeling isolated, and I hear this all the time. Like they feel isolated or it's hard to make friendships. I think that's another one I hear too, is where do you make friends? And usually you make friends with your kids' parents, right? And they become your friends, because it's like, when do you have time? You're trying to organize everything else and like get your kids set up in life or work or do all these other things. Like, when are you supposed to make friendships? Usually it's just your kids.
I had someone ask me that in the last like month or two. And I just was kind of like, that's an odd question. Like, just cause in my head, I was like, and I think I probably like stuttered even with like, I don't know. Like I just meet people when I'm out with my kids, and that's literally it. Like that's
literally it. Like there's no really other way to meet people. And I think that's, I mean, you can meet them at work sometimes, but again, that's like crossing some boundaries for a lot of people, or it gets like more into your business. And so a lot of people aren't comfortable with that, or like, they just don't like, if you work remote, or if, you know, like, do you vibe with these people at work even, or like, you know, you can maybe like a lot of us, even people who are single, I'm like, they're asking me, where do I make friends? I'm like, go to a workout class, go to a book club, go to, you know, like trying to come up with ideas. But there's no like, kids have activities, kids have like sports events in school, and they're put in class with random people. We don't really have that as adults. It's like,
yeah,
where do you get friends and a job you have for 10 years?
Yeah. And I feel like it's easier, like when you're single, it's probably a little easier to like meet people and do stuff, you know, like, hey, let's go get drinks, or hey, let's go out and like get a coffee after this or whatever. But like, as an adult with kids, if there's not multiple connection points, then it's impossible to maintain a friendship.
Because you could totally love that person. Yeah.
Totally love that person. Yeah. Like nothing against the person at all. But it's like, if my kids aren't seeing your kid at school every week, like, or are my kids not dancing anymore, so we're not spending every weekend together, like, I still love you, but it's just the friendship just doesn't go as far. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like, because you guys don't have time to commit. Yeah. We're committed to so many other things.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, hey, like, let's meet up and let's go get a drink, or, oh, let's go get lunch. And it's like, you say that, but then it's not going to happen most of the time. Like, you're okay. Super intentional.
Do you think that that's the location we live in? So if you guys don't know where we're at, we're in Seattle, the Puget Sound area. And there's this thing called the Seattle Freeze where you say like, oh, we should go get coffee sometimes, or we should go like hang out sometime. And it never happens. And it's always like this false promise or this false welcome to people say. And we do this all the time as a culture in this area. And I hadn't quite noticed it. What?
It's not insincere.
No, like, it's sincere, but it's also our culture up here. It like, we will offer it. And then the follow through with our culture is just kind of a thing. And when you grow up here, you're used to that. I've had so many people call this out to me, especially like move-ins that are clients and things like that. And I'm like, you're right. That is totally a thing here. But do you think this happens more everywhere? Because I personally think that it's added with the Seattle Freeze, But I do think that like this happens across the world because people are spread so thin.
I think so. And like, there was this funny Instagram video, you know, the guy with the beanie that does like the Pacific Northwest yeah. weather things. I can't remember yeah. his name right now. If we find him,
yeah, we can repost it.
What?
We can repost one of them because he does yeah. some pretty funny ones.
But there was one where he brought up and he was like, okay, friends, like, you know, it's about to be the first sunny summer day in Seattle. And it's going to have this, you know, we're going to all be so excited because we get to pull out the shorts and we're going to be outside and we're going to feel so great because we're going to have all of this serotonin and the vitamin D. We're going to like be feeling so great. And so he's like, you're going to have all this energy and you're going to be like, I should make plans. I should actually follow through with that neighbor. And so he's like, you're going to make those plans. I'm telling you right now, by Friday, you're not going to want those plans. The weather's changing again. You will not be feeling the same vitamin D and serotonin you are right now.
It's so true up here. Because it's supposed to start raining now on the west side. You're in the east side now, but on the west side, it's supposed to rain now. Is it? Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. But like, everyone's been outside and so happy and going to the park and then it happens. And me and my friend totally have the same thing, like where we'll be like, let's take the kids to the park, and then it's raining and we're like, we're gonna stay in the house. Do you wanna come? No, we're good. We're in the house. It's just like we're in the house.
Like your social battery just like goes, it
tanks. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that there's things like this everywhere. Cause I remember just talking to other friends too when they had like lived in Utah and they were like, well, Utah was hard for us because there were so many family groups there. And so they're like, we didn't stand a chance. Friends because mm-hmm. everybody was always with their family. And so I think that there's just excuses geographically everywhere. Like, oh, you know, I'll even see on Instagram now where it's like, it's too hot. What do I do with my kids when it's too hot outside? Like friends in Arizona or whatever. And mm-hmm. so it's like, if you're not in an area like Hawaii is a natural area where it's like more community based, everybody's kind of outside, the weather's pretty much always perfect. And so we see a stronger sense of community and friendships maybe in those areas. Mm-hmm. But like geographically, it might just depend on things like how many family members are around. What's the weather look like? Is it rainy? Is it too hot? Like that yeah. sounds stupid, but.
No, I think it's a reality of life that you don't think about as an adult because there's complications and there's a lot of like crossover in areas that you don't think are going to affect it, but it does affect it. And I feel like that's what's gotten really hard for people as adults to find friendships and find support because it's just messier.
Yeah. And then I think there's also with social media stuff, like there are these people on social media all the time where it's like these super strong friendships. And so just like with, you know, friends or Sex in the City, mm-hmm. where we're like, we're trained to kind of think that this is normal. Yeah. And so I'm like, if I don't have this bestie that I'm literally sharing my genes with, I mean, I do with my sister, but like a friend, right? Like yeah. if I don't have this best friend, then I have failed. Like I'll never have a friendship that counts. And that's, yeah. If that makes sense.
It totally makes sense because I feel like there's an unrealistic expectation. I keep seeing people being like, I just need to find my tribe. I need to find my people. And it's like, you know what? It's actually really hard. It's really hard as an adult to actually find your people. It's really hard to find where you fit in. It's not as convenient. It's really hard for our teens now to find it in an overstimulated society that has so many things pulling on them. How mm-hmm. the heck? And like society has built it an easier system for teens and kids to find friends. How are we supposed to do that as an adult? Right. If it's hard yeah. enough for our teens and kids to find, then how are we supposed to get as an adult? So like, I think we just forget a lot of times that the expectation does not equal reality.
Yeah. And I think redefining those expectations a little bit, like just because I'm not going to a concert every weekend or like, you know, I didn't go to Coachella with my best friends. Like that doesn't mean that I failed. Like just because it's not girls weekend every week, like we're seeing from influencers, doesn't mean your friendship doesn't have value. Like, yes.
yeah,
that's reframing that in your mind, like it doesn't, like you mentioned earlier, the mom trips, how in the world are we supposed to pull off a girl's trip all this, you know, like
yeah
you and I've talked about it for how many years, like, and we're sisters, it hasn't yeah. even happened.
No,
but it's
I think it's interesting though because you can see that there's a need for community, you can see that there's a need for connection, and people are lacking that, and people are asking for it. I have it pop up all the time on my feeds on Instagram, like find me the people who are like this and this and like, you know, and like people are just wanting to find connection and find that like personableness. But I think that we have an unrealistic expectation of how it's going to come to us or what it's yes. going to look like when it does come to us. Right. And like, it's just been fascinating having young moms and how many like as friends, and we're mm-hmm. all like, thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for like, you know, like sticking around and like caring and like remembering, like, I do want to be your friend, but like, I cannot tell you how many times I've had that amongst my group of mommy friends. We say that to each other. And it's interesting that we feel like we need to say that to each other. But I also think it's really sweet in the sense of, like, we are acknowledging we are not hitting the quality friendship that we think we should be, air quotes around that, yeah, right? Like, we are not hitting the expectations we think we have for each other. And yet we're still, like, in response being like, oh, no, girl, like, you're good. Like, we understand. So I think that's some of the part of community, too, is, like, realizing that the people that you're going to find are going to have grace for you if you find the right people, and vice versa, you're going to have grace for them. And you, yes, can actually have some of these relationships and form some of these if you just kind of adjust some of that and reframe it in the sense of it's going to look different than what you think it's going to look like, but it's going to be good.
Yeah. And for the most part, you're not going to find adult friendships where it's like you're over at their house all the time and where you're like, you know, in and out of like the day-to-day activities. Like, yes, those do happen. And I have had those friendships and they're super fun and they're super great. But yeah, like, that's not always the reality. And that's okay too.
And there's a time and a season, right? Like, yeah, you had those friendships during a time and a season where you really needed it and it was great. And then both grew into a different zone that they needed different friendships. And I think that's the thing that's really hard too, is we're constantly evolving as adults, mm-hmm, but we don't remember that we're evolving because teenagehood and, like, you know, adolescence, all that, that has so many stages to it that we remember, oh yeah, they just outgrew those friends. Oh yeah, they just outgrew those friends. And we tell them that all the time. Like, I see that jump from elementary school to middle school to high school. And you're just like, oh, you outgrew your freshman friends. That's fine. It's normal. But we don't say that for ourselves. And it's like, but you do, you're still growing up. You're still learning. You're still getting wisdom. You're going to outgrow friends or outgrow that season of life that you're capable to do certain dynamics with. And that's what people forget a lot too. So they think that they're going to stagnate and maintain these friendships when it's like, it's not really reality. They're going to morph and shift. Like, I have a friend from college that we've morphed and shifted, and we'll talk to each other once every couple of few months. And then we'll still be like, I love you. And like, when we see each other, it's great, you know, but like the reality is we can't maintain what we had in college. That's fine.
Yeah.
We maintain the friendship, but it's not the same.
Yeah. Or even like I'd mentioned, the friend from high school. Right. And it's just different. Yeah. And right now, even like one of my closest friends, like, I'd sent you the picture too, where it's like, I'll just go sit in our pool house and we're both on our laptops and like watching kids swim in the pool. And hey, that works for us, right? Like, yeah. And we're like,
because it's serving all the dynamics of your life. Yeah.
Yep. It's like, great. Kids are in the pool. We are together. We're yapping about whatever, but we're like both doing work on our computers at the same time while we're watching our children, right? Like, yeah, that's a different friendship than some of the others I've had. And I'm like, that's filling my cup right now. And that's great.
Yeah. But I think you just named it. It's filling your cup. So it's not necessarily these ideal friendships that we see in Friends, Sex and the City, Psych, all these shows, right? Or like see other people have, because that friendship's filling their need. It's, yeah, what's the need that you have, and then how is it fulfilling? And I think that's what we don't take into question sometimes, is what's the needs that you have and how are you fulfilling it for you?
And like, to be devil's advocate here on some of this, some of those people that are filling their needs with too many friends might have things that are lacking in other like places. Like the girls who are always out on the girls trip, like maybe their marriage is really struggling at home, or maybe
they having time for it. That's what I want to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't disagree. I'm not saying people that do that are bad, but I'm just like, yeah, there are like on social media, like what we see is only a small amount of what is actually going on in their lives. Like,
yeah,
we don't actually know what the value and quality of their relationships are in all aspects. That's, and I think it's important to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the balance of their life? I, yeah, like that one.
They have the great girlfriend trips. They're Instagram worthy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But
what are they doing overall for their overall connection life? I think that was a great observation. Yeah. Okay. So since we are sisters and friends, how has our friendships with each other defied your childhood expectations? Like, how's it been different?
Oh, girl, like, you're my best friend. And I think because we were at different, like, we're
5 years apart.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, I graduated and went to college before you had even started high school, because you were still in middle school when I went to college.
Yeah.
And so, like, just life a lot, you know, like, that's just very different for, like, mm-hmm, I'm going to college, you're in eighth grade. Like, mm-hmm, our life just wasn't lined up. And I loved you as, like, a sister, and I always cared about you. But, like, now you are literally my best friend. And like,
it's, yeah, I didn't think we'd be as close. Like,
yeah,
I felt like our friendship came when we both became adults and we forgot about the 5 year gap, but like, we also, yeah, like, you know, had some life experiences and things that lined up more, but like, I don't disagree. Like, cause we would live together in the same room, but you were like my older sister. You'd play Barbies with me and you would take care of me. Yeah. And you, like, you were my older sister, right? Like, you weren't, yeah, my,
we were close, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but we were siblings. Sister. We were close siblings. We weren't, yeah, like, but I also couldn't have been your friend as well at 5 years age difference, you know? And I think that's, yeah, the reality of that one. But like, You always want, like we've talked about this before, you wanted to move across the world in the country and like do all these things. So I didn't expect us to live close so we could actually be besties. And like, then we moved back into the same zone and then we were able to like get closer, but like I still moved away to college and we got really close there too. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was just like realizing that like we had each other's back all the time, you know, where it was mm-hmm. just kind of like, and I guess it wasn't like the expectation, but like we proved it to each other. Like, you know, people say like, oh, sis, I totally got your back. But like, I think we really did. Like we proved that to each other. And so then you literally are my ride or die.
And I think that was the thing, because we would call each other like, I'm auntie mommy sister to your kids. And then you help me find my husband. Like there was just some key things where like we were so involved in each other's lives and understanding what each other was going through and talk. Like we spent a lot of time talking and like, getting to know each other as adults too, and like seeing where each other was at in different stages and like what was happening, and I think that added to our friendship. I mean, that is our friendship, but I think it added to the closeness instead of changing from sisters to like friends.
Yeah, and I think in any valuable friendship that I've had, like there is that where you have to kind of go through something hard together, where it's like support, like the friends that I have kept the closest, like I have a pretty tight knit group. I don't have a ton of like super close friends, I would say. I'm friendly with lots of people, but like my friends are usually ones who have like, I have supported through something super challenging or they have supported me. And I think as sisters, that's where it like really tipped us over, was it was just like, we helped each other through some really hard things, and it just I knew he always loved you, but then it just like cemented it to next.
Yeah,
next
I feel level. Like we just also we have similar interests and we gravitate towards similar things. Like we're different enough, but we're similar enough, and we also have a personality, which I don't think we realize young, that we're kind of each other's opposites in the way that makes each other equal. Like everyone tells us, like we're like we create a whole person that's perfect.
That's what we always say, like together we make the perfect woman.
We do. So it's funny because like, I think we discovered that the more that we discovered who we are, the more we're like, oh yeah, we do balance each other out pretty well. And like Lucy and Ethel are like, you know, all the great, like, and I think that's what a great friendship really is does this person equal you out? And like, you can find it in lots of different places. You can find it in your partner. You can find it in your sister. Like my husband always says like, yeah, you found it in your sister. Yes, I did.
Yeah. And that's where it's been hard for me too, honestly, is I've like got my sister pedestal up here and I'm like, this is what a friend should look like. And it's like, nobody can, like, I mean, you've been my friend since, you know, I was 5 years old.
Sister friends are different. Like, sibling friends are different.
Yeah. And so I'm like, this is an unfair standard. Like, I've got 100%. Some great friends, but, like, they will never be sister friends.
But nobody, like, can come to the hospital after you give birth and be like, here's all your food and, like, let me hold your baby and, like, you're tired, lay down. Like, you know, like, nobody can, like...
Oh, did I do that?
I mean, like, yeah, you just like came to the hospital, brought me a ton of food, and you're like, here's your snacks, here's your stuff, let me see my baby. Like, yeah, just like sit down, this is my baby.
Like, well, I love the Instagram trend going around right now too, is like, thank you for my baby or whatever, right? Yeah. Like, it's just like, your babies are my babies and my babies are yours. Let's just.
But like, do you know how many times I clean up your kid's vomit? Like, I can't even count the amount of time I've changed your children's poop, their vomit everywhere. And it was me doing it, not you, while you stood there and watched me do it.
Like, I've done stuff for you too with the kids. And it's like,
but that's what being like sister friends. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a level.
Your baby's poops to be like, oh, BB's coming over. Like,
yeah, he did do that.
Leave them for me. And I'd be like, yep, I'll take my baby. Like, it just.
Yeah. It's true.
He's like, I already changed three today. BB's coming over. And I was like, yep, give me my baby. Like, it's just.
It's true though. And that's the funny thing that, like, I think for us, we didn't realize how much potential we have. But then when we did, we just kind of ran with it. And then it does kind of taint all the other ones, because you're like, you can't beat my sister. Like,
it's just not going to work. But it's not
gonna happen.
But like, you know, it can't always be Sex and the City standards, you know, like that's.
Yeah, but I think that's the beautiful thing, is that it's not a fictional relationship, because everybody, like, when you think about it, like. It is fictional. Like, it's built because this is what we're idolizing, but then what do we actually have in our lives and what can we make work for us? Or like, if you do see something that you want, then how can you go out and get it? It's that balance. And I think we don't always think of it that way.
Yeah. And I do think, like, for the people that are asking, like, how can I make friends? Like, honestly, you have to make an effort. Like, you can't just expect a friend to fall into your plate. You can't go out and just go grouch and complain to everybody and tell them how much you hate the world and everybody sucks and expect for a good friend to come into your lap. Like, it just doesn't work that way. Like,
you have to do a lot of sacrifice. You have to spend time. Yeah. It's like you have to commit to something and see if it can actually work. And if not, then that's fine. You learned a lot from the one that failed, but like, you got to keep offering it up until you find the one that is successful.
Yeah. And it really,
you have to do time and effort. Yeah. There's no other output. Like, that you have to, this, even watching my husband maintain his friendships he's had since he was 13, that takes a ton of effort. And he is very intentional about it. Like, we use that word all the time, guys, intentional. But like, to have friendships as an adult, you have to be intentional. And you do need social connections. Like, we are pack animals for a reason. We need people. So you got to do the effort.
Yeah. And it's been interesting too, because like, when I did move across the state, right, I knew nobody except my husband. That was it. Like, and it was really hard for me for how many months, because I'm like, I don't have any friends. I don't have a community. I don't know what I'm doing. And I really had to, like, it's taken like some skin in the game, you know, but now I'm to the point where it's like, I'm getting invited to brunches. I'm getting invited to things. And I'm like, my social battery doesn't always want that, but it's like, I'm seeing kind of like the input output, right? Where it's like, it's taken a year. Like, and that's because people don't have time on users either, you know? So it's like, oh,
who's, they want to test it and see if it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, it goes both ways, right? Like, people are kind of taking you for a trial ride too. Like, do they actually like you? Like,
right. Test friends.
I was thinking like a car, like
test
a
friend.
test drive. Test drive.
Trial, that's so funny. Anyways, I think as adults, you have to realize that the expectations have to be a bit lower. You have to realize what's reality versus unrealistic. Like, what is realistic versus unrealistic, and how can you hold it at a level that's real? Like, for me and the mommy friends, we're all drowning. So like, great, if you text me back 3 weeks later, dude, awesome. You text me back a month later,
back to you.
Like, awesome. Like, yeah. Hey, if I triple text you, great, because we may forget. Like, you know? And that's where it's just like, any effort is good effort, and start seeing that with people.
Yeah. And like, I mean, seriously, like, kudos to all the moms out there and all of the, like, we're just, yeah, just doing our best.
We're all surviving.
It's and that's it. A true friend that, like, is still trying to make the effort even when you haven't texted them back in, like, a month.
I love it. I think this one is a really interesting one because it's so real and so tangible, but it is such a unique individual thing of how you make friends, your social circle that you need, and how you go about it. So, if you guys are interested, we're going to do a series on our Instagram of like different ways people come up with having friends and friendships. So check it out, and we will make sure to post along with it, and we can give some ideas.
Perfect. And we hope that, yeah, like, maybe sit down too and kind of reflect on, like, this was helpful for me when I moved. Like, what am I actually expecting from a friendship? Because I'm not going to be able to replace the sister. like that's unrealistic. So, but it's like, yes, what are you actually looking for? What actually feels good for you? And yeah.
Yeah.
Be realistic on it. That's,
yeah. Yeah. Be balanced.
Yeah.
I like it.
So,
all right, friends.
Thank you, friends. Thanks for listening. And we hope you're enjoying the summer with all of your friends, unless the sunshine goes away.
Our last episode is going to be marriage. So check that one out for this mini series, Expectations on Marriage.
Perfect. Bye.
Bye. Bye.